Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Mimi and Tristan from Aspire Creative Hub. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Right, let's get stuck in, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Right. For those listening at home and not aware of who are the Aspire Creative Hub and what services do you provide?
Well, we are a community multimedia production studio that's based in Ryde, and we provide a creative outlet for various members in the community.
Okay, so what kind of creative outlet would that be entail, as it were?
Ranging from, we have basically like full music facilities at Aspire, and we run music workshops, which can range from piano, drums, DJ workshops,
DJ
and that
workshops.
Would be with Tris. Little karaoke sessions.
Oh, right.
So we do run music clubs for 12 to 17-year-olds as well. And we're just about to set one up for adults.
And even a platform in it to perform at certain places. So, so we recently done the Riverfest. So we had one of our local bands, So Valentine, play there.
Okay.
Alongside Jessong with the Aspire Choir.
Right.
And Mimi herself, your nephew.
Yes, we've had lots of young people that have built themselves up using our facilities and the workshops and all our team members who really support and guide them along the way. And then we provide the platforms and communities for them to get on stage, and it's really helped them build and grow. So we've got a band called Sir Valentine. They're an awesome little band. You've got to watch out for them.
Right, okay.
And another band called Smile.
Right.
So they are yet to be on a live stage. So they're the new ones that are out to come. And definitely have your eye out for them. They'll be next performing at the Fringe Festival.
Okay, because that's the end of July, isn't it, the Fringe Festival?
Yeah, 29th of July we'll be at the Better Days Cafe, providing a whole stage from 10 till 5 of live music. And also we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to be running music workshops alongside having the stage. So anyone can just walk in and asked to play a guitar, learn a few chords,
play on
our electric drum kit, play on any of the instruments that we're going to have provided. We're going to try and bring as much of it from Aspire as we can to
like a van load of gear and stuff, like, right, let's go.
Including the music work club, the music club that we provide at the end of every month.
Oh, right, okay.
We're going to move it to Better Days Cafe.
Okay, so where is the Aspire Creative Hub located then?
So we are based in the crypt at Aspire, and Aspire is on Dover Street in Ryde, but we're down in the crypt, hidden away downstairs. So if you don't know that we're there, you need to come in and check us out.
I'll knock on the door and go, oi, I want to be part of your group.
Pop into reception and ask about the Creative Hub, and you can come and have a tour of the space.
Okay.
We've lit it all up. We've spent a long time over the years developing the space, and it's now looking really good, really inviting. It's like a set. I mean, a lot of the young people and adults that come feel like it's a space of belonging and a place where they feel safe. And very cosy, very chilled.
It's got a very great atmosphere, hasn't it?
Yeah, very atmospheric.
Okay, then, that's cool. So, what do you guys have in the pipeline, then?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Nick, because we've got quite a few things going on.
You've got a list, haven't you?
We've got a little list here, but off the top of my head, one of our longest projects we've been running is our music club.
Right, okay.
So we had Rob DeBank come in and set up a music club at Aspire.
Well, that's cool.
When they decided to take that to Newport, we set up our own one and just built and grew from there. And it starts with a place of love in these young people that come, might not be feeling, you know, they might not be having a hard time at school or not having a good social group around them.
Okay.
We just create a space that's safe for them where they can build new social relationships and have good friends and also learn the skills. But we also feed them. So we do from 5 p.m. till 7:30 is the on the last Friday of every month we run this group. And at 6 p.m. we feed them a hot meal. That's quite cool. That runs on the last Friday of every month. And we've got that one coming up on the 30th of June. But we want to, because we're working with the young people predominantly, we do want to do one for the adult community. So now we're going to set one up for the 15th of June. That will be the first one, and it will be, but this one will run weekly.
Okay.
So we want to enable the community members to teach each other, to share their skills, and hopefully just supervise.
So what's the age ranges on the youth group and then the adult group?
It is 12 to 17 years of age, but we are thinking, because we're such a full group now, we are thinking of taking it from 12 to 16 rather than 17. And hopefully we'll catch those 17-year-olds when they can come in and book a private workshop if they like. So they just have
to... So then the adult classes will be like 16, 17 up to 107, as it were?
Yeah, you can be as old as you like and come in.
Okay, that's cool. Enough wrong with that.
And we'll also feed that group. So it'll be a very similar setup to how we run our official music club. We've also got a event at the Focus Festival that's going to be at the zoo on the 1st of July.
Which zoo is that?
That is Isle of Wight Zoo.
Okay.
So we're just going to be there teaching people how to play a bit of guitar, sort of a have a go, an interactive workshop.
Okay.
And on the same day, we have created a platform for our young people. We have been invited to jump on stage at Ventnor Day. So we'll have our Aspire singers performing at 3 p.m. on the putting green, and at 3:30 we will have Sir Valentine performing, which is the young band I was talking about previously.
Yeah, we mentioned it before the break.
So we're trying to raise their profile, and what we've found is by them performing live, it's really given them a focus and a drive to spend their time at home practicing their songs, meeting up together and really working on the
songs.
Honing
their craft, as it were.
Yeah, you know, instead of getting lost outside and with nothing to do. So we want to sell more T-shirts. We've made some T-shirt designs up and some badges.
You've got one on now?
I've got a T-shirt now.
So those people that can't see at home on radio.
Yeah, and this
he's actually got a T-shirt on now.
Creative Hub supporter T-shirt, this one. But we have made Sir Valentine T-shirts, and we'd love to sell them. And, you know, it really bigs up the kids and also raises money for Aspire, which is a charity. And we make these clubs for free, by the way. So they're solely run off of volunteers. So, yeah, you know, it's nice to get some money.
Nice
back
to support
in.
The community, as it were.
Yeah, certainly. After that, we then have the Better Days Cafe. So the music club for the 12 to 17 year olds will be run on the 28th of July at Better Days in Ventnor.
Oh, right.
If you don't know where that is opposite the car park.
The central
Tesco's.
Car park in Ventnor? We're just down the road from the supermarket, isn't
it? Yeah, the building on the corner.
Yeah.
So it's got a lovely, lovely building. Brilliant ethos, which is really similar to ours. We have a Christian ethos at Aspire, and that means we start with love. It was basically taken from 1 Corinthians 13. So it's all about, you know, loving people, not being judgmental.
Right, okay.
And just starting with that, really. So Better Days Cafe, they're all about good well-being. So are we. So we're joining forces for this one. And we are hoping, a big shout out to Kirsty, by the way, because it's amazing stuff that she's doing there. And we are hoping to to provide them with some equipment and help get them set up to run their own music clubs without us, and have music workshops running.
So
the
love will be continued to be spread, as it were.
Yes, definitely. And the skills, you know, it's an amazing thing when you start learning how to play an instrument, how far that can take you, and how it can just help you emotionally, help you with stress. You know, there's lots you can get from that.
Okay, then. Josh, do you have any questions you'd like to ask?
Do you just do sound?
No, I specialise in lighting, lasers and projection mapping, so for event stuff, I plan on running some courses for the young or any age, really, trying to train people up to be able to do these things at other places, maybe get employment from them.
Okay, that sounds cool. Josh, you have any more questions?
What's the age group for these projects?
All ages.
All ages, yeah?
All ages. We don't really work with under eights, so they usually go upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they're very mature 8-year-olds, or they came in privately and booked in that way and
had
an introduction with them. But yeah, we all ages above 8, I would say.
So eight and above then.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Josh, you got any more questions?
No.
Right, okay then. So let's sum up, shall we? Where is Aspire Hub located?
Aspire Ride is on Dover Street. In Ryde, it's a big church, you can't miss it.
It's a great big church,
yeah.
You can't miss it. Okay, then. So do you have a website or any social media accounts if people want to find out more about you or any more information? Is it all online? And
it is. So if you search on Facebook for Aspire Creative Hub, you should find us. And the main website is www.aspireride.org.uk.
And all the courses and all the information is all on the websites and on the social medias?
So we have a lot on Facebook. If you go on there and check out our videos, and there's everything that's coming up in the pipeline, you'll see videos coming out. We're about to post some more posts for that to let everyone know what we're up to.
Okay. So the information is out there. All you've got to do is do a bit of searching here and there, and all the information will be revealed to you.
We hope you can get a grasp of what we do based on what's on there. So on our official website, we do have some bulletin points on what we do. Live rehearsal space.
Yeah.
So we're actually a live rehearsal space as well. We haven't mentioned that. So we take band bookings and hire that out in the evenings. And we have more availability if you're a band out there and want to book in.
Or if you want to use the studio, do studio recording, we can do that too.
Right, okay.
Or a DJ workshop, just check in.
Okay, okay. Right, so it is all there. There's all the information's on the old websites and the social medias and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay then, right. Thank you very much for coming into the studio. It's been great chatting with you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.